Pillow Talk is such a lovely place. And as we all know, Pillow Talk can take so many different forms. And since I know for a fact there are one or two hoopy froods out there, here's a little reminder of why we are the way we are. Page 52. The argument goes something like this. I refuse to prove that I exist, says God. For proof denies faith, and without faith, I am nothing. But, says man, the Babel fish is a dead giveaway, isn't it? It could not have evolved by chance. It proves you exist, and so, therefore, by your own argument, you don't. QED. Oh dear, says God. I hadn't thought of that, and promptly vanishes in a puff of logic. Oh, that was easy, says man, and for an encore goes on to prove that black is white and gets himself killed on the next zebra crossing. Most leading theologians claim that this argument is a load of dingo's kidneys, but that didn't stop Ulon Kalufid making a small fortune when he used it as the central theme of his best-selling book. Well, that about wrapped it up for God. Meanwhile, the poor Babelfish, by effectively removing all barriers to communication between different races and cultures, has caused more and bloodier wars than anything else in the history of creation. I was actually reading him when he died, sitting there on the tube, not knowing that I was going to read about it on the internet when I got into work. God damn it, I miss him.